Wie kann ich in das Kochen mit TV jetzt hier? Wer will das sicher? So there it says, basically, if there's a Teveya and a Nitva, and you have to listen to someone first, who do you listen to first? No? You listen first to the Teveya, right? And if I say you owe 100 pounds, you come back 50 pounds, in which case you're a Maidu Mimiktsis, in which case you're Chayav Ashur. If we would do the other way, you would admit to 50 pounds. The 50 pounds you admitted to are off the mark, right? Now I say, but you owe me another 50 pounds. On the additional 50 pounds, you're a Kofer Akol, in which case you'd be Potter from Ashur. But it's a big nafkamin who you listen to first, right? The din is you listen to the Teveya Tchil. Except in one case. Why is that? Because it's a Knas. If you admit that you owe the 50 pounds, why don't you own up and pay up till now? What do you wait till the last minute? I got to schlep you to Bezden. There's only one case that you're allowed to what? Listen, the Bezden listens first to the Nitva, right? In the case where the fellow has a legitimate excuse why he didn't own up and pay till now. If the guy says, Kozili le nichsi, that means I would have loved to pay him, but I have a cash flow crisis. And the money which I've earmarked to pay my debt is, like, if I have to sell the land to get it, people will take advantage because I'm up against the wall. They have me over a barrel. Therefore, I could have a cash flow problem. Therefore, I didn't pay. If your person's tying is because he looks a nichsi, we can listen to him first. What's the lesson of Avodas Hashem, the Rebbe says? Gorgeous. That mamash. The Yetzer Hara comes to a Yid and says what? You belong to me. It's my name. Who do you think you're fooling? I know you. Right? On the one hand, could a Jew be a Kofer HaKol? To say that, you know, a liar becomes sinners. So a person says, yes, the Yetzer Hara got me. But to say that what? He owns me is also not true. Because Gam B'Shas Achet Oysaba Om Ne'it Ayid remained. So what is the Yid Taina against the Yetzer Hara? He's a Maizel Mixus. What's the deal of a Maizel Mixus? Maizel Mixus has a swear. Mashpia Maizel. You get Frisha Koichus. You get Frisha Koichus. Now it's a double or nothing. You're in double jeopardy. And if you mess up now, you're really in Shtach. Right? What's the best way, says the Rebbe, to deal with the Yetzer Hara? The Taina to the Yetzer Hara because deal with the Mixus. Echom Nishkain Tzait Porkunzuch in the evil. If you're dealing with the Manuvel, you're misnavel. If you're in the mud, fighting, wrestling, you may win the battle, but you get dirty. A yid has to taina yamim yutzoru. I have limited amount of resources. Echamish can sight looking into the bag. I got no time to deal with the past. A yid got to look forward. Forget about the past and give item. A yid has to be an optimist. The Rebbe always looks forward. Always sees the glass half full, not half empty. Mamish. You remember the story where there's a the Gemara in Brachos, there was a debate. Remember the story of Yochanan, Gamaliel, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And amongst the debates, the Gemara... Yeah, hello? Anybody alive here? The Gemara comes in. So the Gemara tells the story that when Gamaliel was the Nasi, they had a closed-door policy. You weren't allowed into this Medrash until you're Toichi Gebari. Until you're inside and outside match, you're not a hypocrite, you're totally sincere, you're Durch and Durch, then you're allowed into this Medrash. Remember that? When Gamaliel was deposed, they invited Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi. He had a new policy. Everyone who wanted is allowed to come in. And the Tosef, either 400 or 700, Safsala Bebe Midrash. Yeah? So they, what's the matter? One of the great tzaddikim asked the Shaila, where do you find an admissions officer to say whether a person is Toichi Gebari? If the Mashpia wants to accept the Bachram and Yeshiva, but only he'll accept Bachram or Toichi Gebari, how does he know who's Toichi Gebari? How do you know? You wouldn't have Yeshiva. Speak for yourself. Hello? How do you know? It's like George Burns, a famous actor in Hollywood, he once said, the secret of acting is sincerity. And if you could fake that, you got it made. Right? How does anybody know who's Toichi Gebari? Unless you're... Right? So the Chayuz of Lubin said, oh, the Farshim bothered by this. Since he was the Nasi of Kal Yisrael, at his disposal were Srafi Mailam, Amalach came from heaven, and the Malach sorted out. So another great tzaddik said on this, hey, wait a minute. You mean to tell me a Malach came down to heaven? You are Ayin, you are Ois. Kubd Ois, the person who wasn't Toichi Gebari, how did he have the schus to see a Malach Hashem? Hello? So the answer, beautiful, gorgeous answer. So it's not pshat that a Malach came down from heaven and took off its wings and put on a baseball hat or something and sat there at a desk. You are Ayin, you are Ois. The Malach sits in a person's heart. and the Malach says, Yankel, you want to come into the Bais Medrash of Rav Gamliel, the Nasi Ander? Who do you think you are? Ich ken dir. I remember what you, the tricks you were up to. I remember, you know, I know what's going on inside of you. How dare you show your chazrus your face? Rav Nissen once was in 770 with Fabrengi. That today, Bachem, the Rebbe was coming. Bachem, come and hit in the hand, they show. Says in Tevich HaTzmim, and Bachem used to hide behind younger light. They were scared to show the chazrus upon them in front of the Rebbe. It was Fabrengi a whole night about it. And the next day, the Rebbe asked Leibel Groner, what did Rav Nissen Fabrengi about? And he told him the theme. And the Rebbe said, Favos Taka. Like, you know, and the Rebbe, your normal, sensitive person, the Rebbe comes, and you know who you are, and you know the Rebbe knows who you are. You'd run a mile, right? So Bachus, the Yetzer Hara, sits in a person's heart and says, how dare you stoop yourself in a place that you don't belong? And that's the Yetzer Hara. That's what they had to get rid of. Because a person has to be Dochak V'nichtas. Kol Asher Yoyimu L'cho B'alabayas Asei, Chutz Mitzei. There's a word in Sforim. Okay, I got no time to go into it. It's a famous Kuntus Achron, Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Luchot Talmud Torah. I'm not going into the whole Lamedus. But the word, when they say it from the Rebbe Rashab, instead of from Tzadik, from other people, the Pasuk says in Tillim, Ul Rosha Omer Likim Malachol Asaf Rechukai. The Eves are Rosha, I don't, leave me alone. Don't learn my Torah. Yeah? Said the Rebbe Nishmosi Eid, Nishtaka Tru, Ul Rosha Omer Likim, Ober Kol Asher Yoyim Elecha Balabayas Asei Chutz Mitzei. You gotta learn. Yeah? The learning sooner or later makes you an aid. Go into the Bais Medrash. The learning will make you aid. The learning sooner or later will hit you. Don't give up. Yeah? In Yiddish, there's an expression, don't be so humble, you're not so great. No. Like by Litvish, you know, the Musarnikim? Right? Oh, ich bin a Garnish, yeah? The guy walks in, who do you think you are to be a Garnish? Right? Or the guy was sitting there, Yom Kippur, he's sitting there, he's crying his eyes out. Mamish, Niagara Falls. Elikai actually nitzarti and ikidai, vachs actually nitzarti, kilo nitzarti, ofrani bechaye, kalvachoyme bimisati. He's going on to gisach, trer and mamish, torrents, oceans, right? All of a sudden, it came to Avs Chakras, it came to Kriya Satera, and they gave him Revi and they gave Shmuel Shlishi. Did he give the Gabbai a roller? He wiped the floor with him. How dare you, me, you give Revi, and Shmuel, you gave Shlishi. So, guys, watching the scenes, the Chmeshtezinish, Yankel. 5 minutes ago, you were sitting there saying, I'm a klimo, le klimo, busha, ich bin a gornish, alfrani, bechaya, ich habe a choymer, bimisos, like he's, or mitamol, shlishi, revi. So the guy says, ich bin taka a gornish, aber shmerl, is gur a gornish. Aggressor. Yeah? We're talking about an emes abitl. Right? Shuffle them. A person needs, hello, a clarity of vision to see with an emes vurhalt. When afal became, the emes abitl is, you hold yeah, you hold not, bistazahin, bistaher, you haltzach by the klamke, and you do what you gotta do. But an eved Hashem. An eved Hashem means a person doesn't make cheshboinus, even a cheshboinus of kedusha. That's how the Rebbe learns. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Eini yodeya be'ezer derech melichon, as if he comes to Rabbi Yochanan ben, right? Because he was so busy in Asay Toiv, reaching out, doing with other people. I once heard from Rabbi Pekarsky, by the Gemara in Brachos there with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He starts crying. The Talmidim tell him, Rebbe, Rabbeinu, Ner Yisrael, Omad Yemini, Patash HaChozik, Na'amat HaBoichu. He says, Ilu, Ayim Achdis, Ozim, Melech Vos Vedom. Shem Koyas, you remember the story of Pekarsky? I always say this. Shem Koyas, Alay, and Kasik, As Oilam, Vim Yisrani, and Yisrani, 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 yeah? Is he Boich, Achshav, going for Melech, Achshav, 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 So what's the many kashas he asked. The bottom line was, what is he crying here about? What's his problem? He said, an ordinary, a melech bas of Adam judges you for yourself. Yeah? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is being judged, im koyos alai is kase kas oilam. Yeah? Boyu v'nachshu, this week's parsha, boyu v'nachshu, im cheshboyin eshel, oilam. Chashik has a mitzvah, yeah? Remember? Alkin yoyim ra moishman boyu cheshman. A yid has to make a cheshman of himself, cheshman of the oilam, right? But nevertheless, wherever you're holding, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was so involved, as the Rebbe learns, was so involved in his avoided, his mandate, his responsibility vis-a-vis others, He wasn't worried about what he has to do. Who cares about you? At Sibyl of Lirzel's Baron. The famous story of Zemel Sedek. What? Everyone does what? What's your name, sir? You're local?
Yeah, yeah.
Kamenetsky?
Yeah.
Oh, financial position. What is it? The point is, Rabbi Kamenetsky, you have to forget about yourself, right? And you got to go full steam ahead, and you got to grow up to be an Eved Hashem. No cheshbonus. You hear what I'm saying? What do you mean, no cheshbonus? That means, it means you got to do what you got to do. You, what? Let me hear. Which story is on that?
No.
The civil is there, no? No, sir. Anyway. Do you hear? Say the Chaim. Chaim Rock.
Chaim. One thing that every bacher needs.
I think I told you this on Shabbos.
Very often in Chabad, the whole stress is on bittul, yeah? So what happens? Very often has a the Yetzer is like a house of Satan will fanenu me'achreinu. Anywhere you go, it chaps you, right? So one of the ways the Satan gets the person. If he gets up a bacher to be misyayish, to forget about his potential, right? So any bacher who's different, right, when he sticks out, is sort of like chopped down into size. So no one is able to express their own creativity, their own individuality, their own unique pursuits, desires, whatever, right? So everyone becomes, in effect, made in Japan, plastic, on a conveyor belt. Everyone looks alike, everyone thinks alike, everyone talks alike. As they always say, when everyone thinks alike, no one is thinking. Right? The Rebbe, I mentioned when I was speaking about the Rebbe, Mr. Shabbos, anyone who ever went in Yechidus, oh, like a common refrain, you heard it over and over for all kinds of people. The Rebbe creates not followers, but leaders. The Rebbe believes in everyone more than you believe in yourself, right? So the Rebbe wanted, the Pasuk says, Havu Goydel Elikeinu. What does Havu Goydel Elikeinu mean? Don't stand before the Rebbeinu Shalom with cuttness, with smallness, with parochial, narrow, trivialities. Rubbish. There was once an artist called Duffy, and he once was hired to make a portrait of this lady. And he made the portrait, like they're unveiling it in this big cocktail party and all the hors d'oeuvres and whatever, geschäften. And suddenly rips off, takes off the shmata, and it's a beautiful portrait of the lady. The only problem was she looked 20 years younger in the portrait. So the lady who commissioned the artist, she says, it's a wonderful portrait, but it's a bit idealized. It's not reality, right? It doesn't really look like I look now. So the imperturbable artist turned to her and said, Madam, endeavor to live your life, to look, to ensure that you look like your portrait. Right? Now the fourth is the Eibishter that makes a portrait of every person. And every person is what's known as a demand for the superlative. For something great, for something outstanding, for something special. Very often people are scared of that which is special within themselves, and they tend to bury it. Right? In every bacher, there has to be some kind of she'ifa, some kind of aspiration, some kind of yearning, some kind of spiritual greed, spiritual hunger for something. Everyone could find, wherever you are, a certain area of life to excel in. Certain people are maskil and mechsidus, certain people daven bavoidu, certain people... I want to tell the story. It's a geschmack story. There was once a chabur of great tzaddikim was sitting together. In the olden days, they used to make a chumash. Like every time they printed a new druk of the chumash, they'd have a commissioned artist. You can see in the old chumashim, they'd have on the sharblat, they'd have like a picture, and in the gate, in the shar, on one hand there would be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the other hand Aaron HaKohen. You've seen it? So one year they printed a new druk of the Chumash, and the artist printed a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu being extremely tall, giant, mamish, but lanky, very thin, and Aaron HaKohen very short, dumpy, and fat. You know the story? You ever heard the story before? So everyone was going crazy. What kind of mishigan is a dreita artist could have made such a crazy picture? So the Bnei Yisalkar, Shuli Melech Avinu, is outside your trap. Simple trap. The Gemara says, in the 9th chapter of Brachos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall. You know how much 10 amas is? 18 feet, whatever. You know how much the tallest center in the NBA is?
7.6,
10, whatever. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was over double the tallest Schwarz in the NBA. What? Who? Whatever. It's gewalt. It's incredible. For Moshe Rabbeinu, if he was, the Gemara says in a few places, if Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall, that means by definition he was a giant. Giant, right? On the other hand, by Aaron, 2 weeks ago, Balei Yisrael, there's a little Panamera. He needed a stepladder to get up to the menorah. Sachakel, how tall was the menorah? 18 tzvachim. Albeit he couldn't put his hands over the tzitz, yeah? Higher than the tzitz. But Aaron had needed a ladder to get up to light a menorah, which is 18 tzvachim. He must have been a midget. Right? There's only one problem. Rashi told us, who Moshe of Aaron? Who Aaron of Moshe? Melamed shkulim him. How could they be shkulim if he's a giant and the other guy's the other fellow's a midget? So it must be that Moshe Taka was tall, but he was thin. And Aaron was short, but he was fat. So when it came to volume, right? Melamed shkulim him. So he said Azavork, right? So the Beis Halacha said Azavork. So everyone thought it's Azavork, it's Agalechter, it's Psaglach Vertel. It's funny, it's cute, it's witty. But that's it. The Ateres Tzvi said, in them leaks the chrozen and rozen. This is the deepest, most deepest of deep is found in this little vort. What is the vort? I don't know. The rozen, vesel, I'm a part of the person. But the simple level which I see from it is, there's two types of gadlus. There's a gadlus horizontal, and there's a gadlus, Chaim Tzvi, you can't take me home. Save me. And there's a horizontal gadlus. So the point I'm trying to make is, every bacher, whoever you are, wherever you're from, could find his. Every bacher could always find their dalet amis, to find a certain area to which to excel in, to be special in. Whether it's this way, in avodas Hashem, in learning and davening, in whatever miksoya in learning. Some people like pilpul, other people like girsa, right? The end of the day. You look how much the Rebbe demands from a bacher. I remember once there was a Simchas Torah, and if I break it finished very late, like 3 hours. Like in those 3 hours, you had to sort of like say chitas, learn Rambam, be ma'versed. Like it was a crazy. Like, and the Rebbe demanded for sitting dim nahanenos. The Rebbe was a very hard boss. He mamish, you know. He demanded hard things from us. Why? Because the Rebbe saw in us. But we don't see in ourselves, but the Rebbe saw that it's possible. If you lack a she'ifa, you lack a whatever, some people are scared of themselves. And therefore, someone once said, what we do is, not that we set goals too high and we fail to meet our goals. The tzara is that we set goals which are too low and we taka meet them. The tzara of most people is we don't stretch ourselves. We think there's something wrong in trying to grow. When I was a bacher, right? And when I you think, why did I fail in life? Why? Because everyone was like the same. You know, but everybody is... I'll tell you a story. The first week I came to Kfar Chabad, right? I came from a stagnant yeshiva, yeah? Because normally you come from a stagnant yeshiva, the bachurim set upon themselves to ribe you. You know, they're going to... So I was learning chavrusa with some sikha. Late at night, I was learning with sikha. And I was like, suddenly a starkness fall from the sikha. So this mamish geshmak. So the guy opposite me, who grew up in a Lubavitcher house, he's going to like, you know, pop, pop, right? He's going to cut me into pieces to chew you up and spit you out for breakfast. He says, Yassel bistanapi kiris. What do you mean this sikh is gorgeous? Shmuzu no, shmuzu ene no, right? Yeah? And he started chopping me, right? Punkt, Remendel Futtavas was passing by, and he overheard the conversation, unbeknown to us. And Remendel turned to the other bacher and said, aha, is the charayin nish der sikh fashtar and nish that tzveita sikh fashtar? It's all the same. If everything is all the same, it's not pshat the whole spot. You know, verstanden. Yeah? Everybody has to find the chelek in Torah. Some people are good in pilpul, some good at people. Did Rebbe demand that? You know, there's an Arachayim HaKadosh which says that Mashiach doesn't want to be mezgal le tamaratzim. The Rebbe wanted Bachim over and over again. Yechidus into Rosh Hashivas, letters. The Rebbe wanted Bachim to have, you know, Masechtis under their belt. The Rebbe wanted Bachar to have chlorkai. The Rebbe wanted when a Lubavitcher Bachar meets another Bachar on the street, he should be goyim a kiddush Lubavitch. Whether you like it or not, whether you deserve it or not, whether you hoot. The end of the day, v'shimcha agadol v'akadosh leinu karasa, wherever you go, you carry the Rebbe's name on. That's what I was speaking of the other day. You carry the Rebbe's name. You have an awesome responsibility. So wherever you go, you create a kiddush Lubavitch. So wherever you go, people say, ah, there's the Rebbe's Achosin. There was a Chosin in Montreal or Peretz Mochkin. And a fellow became a Kuruf to the Rebbe, how? Because he saw a Peretz, and he was so in the spoil from him, his Edelkeit, his Siddishkeit, his Erlichkeit, his Yerushalayim. And he said, if this is Achosin, I can't imagine what the Rebbe is like. And he went to the Rebbe, changed his whole life. Each one of you, especially if you're a shliach, but all of us ultimately are shluchim, wherever you are, you carry with you responsibility, and you can only do so if you have a goal, you have a dream. There was once a fellow, an old chassid, he met some younger chassidim going to the Rebbe. So he asked him, "Are you chassidim?" He says, who could be so presumptuous, who could be so arrogant to claim the right to the title chassid? Yeah, isn't it? Chassid. You go to Flimish Zadin, he's a chassid tzarf, and all the milas of what it means to be a chassid. So why we should be stamayid, you know, an elachid. So the old chassid said, "You're dead wrong." He said, "When we were young, we had a yearning and aspiration to become like malachim." So he didn't end up malachim, he ended up mentioned. If you don't want to have, if you have no aspiration to be a chassid, right? Then even that you won't be, even a mensch you won't be. The poet once said, a person's reach has to exceed their grasp, or what were the heavens created for? In other words, you gotta look for something higher than you. Do you know what I'm saying? Who is a person? Who are you? You're not the person who you are. There's two parts to a person. There's your real self, and there's your ideal self. And in life, you gotta try to bridge the two. Right? But who is the essence of who you are? Who are you be'etzem? You are the person you want to be. I'll give you a simple example. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says, on Rosh Hashanah we daven, Tosfos Mechuvah, we say, Zochreinu l'chayim, melechovitz b'chayim, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chayim, l'man chalikim chayim. What is a sefer ha'chayim? Not what you think, the book of life, who's going to live and who's going to die. Tosfos learns pshat, there's writers to it. Sefer ha'chayim means what? Safran shel tzadikim. Yeah? Isn't it a bit arrogant and conceited, mamash the tachlis of gaiva, to ask the Eibush to take me, and you know who you are, to be written in the safran shel tzadikim? No? What's pshat? Is the charaya, if you're a tzadik, who cares about the past? But if in the past is irrelevant, basically. If you want to be in the future with the tzadikim, then you're a tzadik. If you want to be a chassid, you're a chassid. But you gotta want, and you gotta want with the lemmas. And if you want, you are. In Pirkei Avos, what does it say? Eiza chacham. What's the mile of being a levi chacham? Eiza chacham. You have an IQ of 170. Eiza chacham. You know Bavli Yerushalmi Sefros Tzvi Tzef and Mechilta Malpe. Eiza chacham. You chveis tishwa. Yeah. What's the idea of being a levi chacham? If you love learning, right? If you're passionate for learning, right? Then you're a chacham. Why you're a chacham? Because you love chacham. What's the Evan Abuichet? How do I know that you love Chachma? Because you're willing to humble yourself to learn from anybody. So says Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rebbe Rashab, by the way, told the Pidig Rebbe, when you say Pirkei Avos, you say Pirkei Avos out of the Vilna Shas. You know that. From the Farshah book. Right? Yeah, hello? I'll give you another example. Take a Ben Soira Umayra. Yeah? A Ben Soira Umayra is killed. What did he do wrong? Hello? He didn't steal anything yet. He has a habit. He has a bad habit. Soifoy, last him is Abrius. So we say, kill him now. Mutush Yamazakai Val Yamazchayim. Yeah? Let him die now before. What crime has he committed? Where do you see anywhere else in the Torah that you put a person to death and the guy did nothing wrong? Hello? You hear my question? Ramban asked this. What did he do wrong? There's a few laughing here, a few things he violated. He violated Kedoshim to you. Right? Yeah? So I'll leave it there. He violated Uvay Sidbukun, right? He's not Dovukun the Avishna Bakulu. Are you Dovukun the Avishna? When was the last time you were Makai in the Mitzvah Kedoshim to you? Uvay Sidbukun. Hello? So how do you put this poor kid to death? You know what the difference is? Because you, there's hope. One day you'll get there. You'll want to get there, sooner or later you'll get there. A kid who's a Ben Seira Umayra, he'll never get there because he has no Sheifa to get there. Because instead of yearning for something of holiness, he's in Lichtenberg, in Tivis. You understand the difference? There's no hope for a person. You know what the Latin word for human being is? Anthropos. Like anthropology? That's a human being. What does anthropos mean in Latin? The upward looking one. To look with a sheif for something higher, something better, something edler. Right? That's what the Rebbe wants. Have a good. Did I tell you the story of the chicken the other day? In Bnei Brak? Did I? No?
Good morning.
There was a lady, a few years ago, there was a lady in Bnei Brak. It was before Rosh Hashanah. And it was a 3-day Rosh Hashanah, like 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. And all she had in her house was one chicken and a bunch of challahs, right? So Dervaila, what happened? Next door neighbor comes in, like Erev Rosh Hashanah. And she starts veining and clogging zuch that the cupboard by her, the neighbor, the cupboard is literally bare. There's absolutely zilch. There's nothing bare. Zero. Zilch. There's nothing in the house. And she has a chicken, one chicken frozen, and a bunch of challah. So she decides, you know, 50-50, she'll give the frozen chicken to her neighbor, and her family over Yom Tov and Shabbos will have the challahs. So each one has something. She opens up the freezer to take out the chicken, and lo and behold, she sees her little baby daughter, a little kid, in the chicken, in the freezer, frozen as a blue. So immediately she calls the ambulance, they race her to the hospital. Baruch Hashem, Chazda Hashem, they saved the girl's life. And the doctor afterwards told her that if you would have opened that freezer 10 minutes later, you would have never ever seen your daughter alive again. It's a gewaldige story? Yeah. What's the hero of Avodas Hashem? What do you learn from it? Isn't the story a miracle? Yeah? Miracle? What's the miracle? Normally, the miracle is you see what? You see Stoka Tassel Mimaves, you see how the Eivishta pays you back, life is a boomerang. There was a guy called Viktor Frankl, came to Melbourne University, famous professor, and they gave him like a memento of Melbourne, of Australia, they gave him a boomerang. And he's a great philosopher, he was thinking, what's the lesson of the boomerang? Whatever you throw, a boomerang, it comes back to you. Whatever you, they say in English, whatever you spend, you have. Whatever you give away with others, whatever you share, you have. Yeah?
From Vienna.
And the Eivishta pays back. What? How would a guy like a Zirkin know about Vienna and Viktor Frankl?
I asked him, that's what
he told. You're all assimilated.
Assimilated.
So he's a Holocaust survivor.
He's asking it's Viktor Frankl.
You want to hear a story Viktor Frankl brings?
Okay, that's what I want to know.
It's a gewaldige story. It's a good schmuck I wrote. That's what we're talking about. Did you ever spoke about him? And if I bring him?
I wrote a letter about
him. Did I ever stitch him? That I know. That's besides it. That's not like that. Ask Shimon Cowan about him. There was a lady. Describe that good lesson anyway. There was a lady who was by her doctor in a consultation room. Whatever. And the doctor is looking at her hand, and he does something weird. He can't figure out what's happening. The lady has like a bracelet, a gold bracelet, and you know some women have like charms off the bracelet, and that weird looking charms under the bracelet. He can't figure out what's going on. And he asked the lady, What's special about this bracelet? Something's funny. So she explains that when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, invaded her little shtetl somewhere in Poland, they gathered the Jews together and randomly they killed people right, left, and center. And the end of the day, she had like 5-7 children, whatever. They just came and they shot all her children in front of her eyes. And Nebuch, this mother, whose mom was like Tzabruch, she had to Nebuch take the bodies of her family, schlep it to the cemetery, and dig a ditch to bury her kids. So before she did so, she was so distraught. Her whole family, everything in her life has come to zero. Zilch, nothing. So she took out a tooth. She extracted a tooth from each child, and she put it in her pocket. And then she ran away from the town. She went in the forest. She joined the partisans against the Maisa, and eventually survived the war. Afterwards, she went to Eretz Yisrael. She managed to find a way to Eretz Yisrael. And she asked a jeweler to make her this bracelet, and attached to this bracelet the 7 teeth. She says, no, this was my Rachel, and this was Yankel, and this was Beryl. And the doctor is seeing these like turning colors, and I says, lady, how in the world do you walk around? How come you don't have a nervous breakdown? How could you exist this way? And the lady smiles and says, because I'm a nurse in an orphanage. In other words, the normal maternal instinct, the love that a mother has to a child, she was able to transform it, to channel it into something else, to something positive. Which they draw, by the way, in life is that every time you come to adversity, you come to a difficulty, find a way how to challenge it into something positive. Yeah? So why was he talking about Viktor Frankl in the first place? Oh, a boomerang. Yeah? To everything you give out in life, ultimately... Oh, bingo. So what's the miracle? The miracle is not... I said, the miracle is not that the Eivishter was able to do Azanes and Stoker Tassel Imoves. If the Eivishter does a miracle, it's no big deal. That's what he's paid for. That's his job. That's what he's about, right? But isn't it a miracle of the human spirit that a person could have a big family, the 3-day yontiv, you have two big sudas every yontiv, and you could find it in your heart to give away the only chicken that you have to somebody else. Right? And isn't that little maisa a damning indictment on the rather inconsequential, dull, prosaic, ordinary lives that you and I live, with nothing to look back to with pride and nothing to look forward to with hope? Right? Hello, Earth? That's what every person, we live in our own little Mitzrayim. And when Torah is an Eibishter demands, Hovu Goydel, give me godless, be great. So what do? If you're faced with a challenge, people don't like to be uncomfortable, yeah? People like to be complacent, people like to be smug, right? People don't like to be challenged, people don't like to grow. I mentioned the other night, the Gemara says, Ein lecha eisav milmato, she'ein loy malach milmaila, hamakabay v'oimrabay gadel. So someone asked the Shaila, why do you need a malach as makabay v'oimrabay gadel? If you have a seed, and the seed is healthy, and you put it in the earth, and the earth has all kinds of wonderful nutrients, and the rain and sunlight is there, it should only be natural that the little seed comes to fruition, that it blossoms. But sinishtazoi, you need a malach, hakin, klapin, makabay v'erbagadel. Why? Someone said, because human nature is such, right? Nothing in nature grows by itself, because the natural state of everything, whether it's doimim, whether it's semeach, whether it's chai, whether it's medaber, whether it's a yid, whether it's a bacher, is what? To be stationary. Inertia. That's the natural state. If you want to grow, you need an incredible effort to break through. You know what I'm saying? You got a hold of it. You got to kill yourself. So who wants to kill themselves? It's much easier to go to sleep. Huh? So who wants to be challenged? So you know what you do? But fuck, I know that. So instead of comparing yourself to who you personally could become, you begin to compare yourself to your peers. As I always say, a king, right? And a pygmy. Put it this way: a person who's 5 feet tall amongst pygmies is a giant. A one-eyed person among a nation who's blind could see. He's a king. Things of life in relative. So when you compare you to the other Shmerel next door, right, you're not a bad bacher. But who said you're what kind of bacher you are incomparable to who you could be? The Rebbe stretches people. The Rebbe demands. The Rebbe didn't give anybody any peace. No? Because the Rebbe sees what everyone could become. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? The Rebbe wants a she'ifa, to find the Dalet Amos and grow with it. It doesn't make a difference what it is, but somewhere to become something different, something special, something outstanding. L'chaim, l'chaim.
Yeah. What's this vertical and horizontal?
This way and that way. Reaching out to people and reaching out to people.
Yeah. What?
There's a big problem. Those that have heaven.
What?
Those that have heaven, and someone can tell you, it's such a good she'ita that they...
I'll buy that to be a problem. Most people don't do what's wrong.
I have a... I'm going to tell them...
You're a Zirkin. As if you know...
They have a vamitana, dog eggs. It's always different. It's stress. You don't find, you don't have shoot. The rough thing on a shoot. You don't have an outcome. The goose, the goose, the goose.
I'll avoid most fuck about
it. I'm asking you. I'm a fuck.
That's a rare condition.
What makes a difference in me is fuck.
It's a very rare condition. I'm telling you the fact, it's a rare condition.
What makes a difference?
Set it up for you.
What?
Who set it up? What to do? Yourself.
Yourself. Yeah.